Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, June 4th, Thankful Thursday. I sure am thankful for you as we continue on in Genesis. Today we're going to be in the last section of Jacob's life. Tomorrow we're going to start reading Joseph's story. Genesis 35, verses 9 through 21. After Jacob returned from Padan Aram, God appeared to him again and blessed him. God said to him, "Your name is Jacob, but you will no longer be called Jacob. Your name will be Israel." So he named him Israel. And God said to him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and increase in number. A nation and a community of nations will come from you, and kings will be among your descendants. The land I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I also give to you, and I will give this land to your descendants after you." Then God went up from him at the place where he had talked with him. Jacob set up a stone pillar at the place where God had talked with him, and he poured out a drink offering on it. He also poured oil on it. Jacob called the place where God had talked with him Bethel. Then they moved on from Bethel. While they were still some distance from Ephrath, Rachel began to give birth and had great difficulty. And as she was having great difficulty in childbirth, the midwife said to her, "Don't despair, for you have another son." And she breathed her last, for she was dying. She named her son Ben-Oni, but his father named him Benjamin. So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is, Bethlehem. Over her tomb, Jacob set up a pillar, and to this day, the pillar marks Rachel's tomb. Israel moved on again and pitched his tent by Migdol Eder. I'm reminded from this story that we have different experiences of the same situation. So Rachel, in her dying moments, names her son Ben-Oni, which can mean son of my sorrow. And Benjamin means son of my right hand. That's what Jacob named his son. So we have two very different names for the same son, two very different experiences of the same situation. I guess Jacob was probably very grieved that Rachel had died, but he didn't want to put this name on his son. I'm not sure what we do with this. I've said that a lot in Genesis, I know, but I think the Lord is leading me to reflect upon the fact that in life, we never know how someone is experiencing the same situation in different ways. And so we need to come with grace for other people because we do not know what's behind their eyes. We need to have a people-first focus. So thinking, okay, Lord, help me to have mercy and abound in love and to see this person before me as someone for whom you died. And as we seek understanding and try to have grace for one another, perhaps the Lord will give us opportunities to be a conduit of his blessing. Speaking of God's blessing, he reminds Jacob in verse 11 that he has made Jacob fruitful and increasing in number. And he promises again the land that he gave to Abraham and Isaac. Do you notice what God called himself here? God Almighty. The Hebrew name is El Shaddai. This made me think about the old Amy Grant song. Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about, El Shaddai. I'm not going to sing it for us, but it says El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon. No, Adonai, age to age, you're still the same by the power of your name. And then it goes to tell the story of Abraham and the story of the Lord Christ. It's a beautiful song if you want to go and look for it on Spotify or on the internet. And even if you don't have time for that today, just a reminder that God is all powerful. And may that be a comfort to you, and may that instruct you in the way that you pray and the way that you live your life. Let's move on over to the Psalms now. Psalm 144 of David. I'm going to be reading through verse 10. This begins with David praising the Lord for teaching him, for helping him. And then it moves to a more cosmic level that the Lord cares for us as his creation. And David is in awe of the Lord for that. And then the last section we'll read is about singing a new song to the Lord, a fresh response to God's faithfulness. Praise be to the Lord, my rock, who trains my hand for war, my fingers for battle. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues peoples under me. Lord, what are human beings that you care for them, mere mortals that you think of them? They are like a breath. Their days are like a fleeting shadow. Part your heavens, Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so that they smoke. Send forth lightning and scatter the enemy. Shoot your arrows and rout them. Reach down your hand from on high. Deliver me and rescue me from the mighty waters, from the hand of foreigners whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hands are deceitful. I will sing a new song to you, my God. On the 10-string lyre, I will make music to you, to the one who gives victory to kings, who delivers his servant David. Thank you for listening along today and every day, especially on this thankful Thursday. I'm so thankful for you. Did you notice here in the psalm, especially in verses 1 and 2, David praises God, my rock, who trains my hands, my loving God. Who is God to you? I want you to fill in the blank. God, you are my blank. Now I want you to think with gratitude. God, you are my blank. Just a good exercise. Speaking of gratitude exercises, I met Christy Coleman, who is over the prayer ministry at Dallas Baptist University, while I was in Waco, Texas, and she taught me about Dr. Robert Emmons' work on gratitude. He is the world expert on gratitude. And she has her students do a little exercise for 21 days. I thought maybe we could just do it for 7 weeks on Thursdays. There's one question for every day of the week. And if you want the materials, I'll send them to you. Just text me or email me. But we're just going to take one question per week. And this is how I want you to do it. If you can, get a journal and just write for 5 minutes a day. She says, write in complete sentences and use the word gift often. Include details so that in years to come, it will make sense. And then repeat the cycle for 3 weeks. So we're not really going to do that on the podcast, but that's how the program works. The idea is as you continue to make gratitude a part of your daily experience, and there's something having to do with writing it down in detail, it's like your mind makes new neural pathways. There is science behind this. Okay, here's the first question that I want us to focus in on today. I'm going to repeat it twice. Write about 3 blessings I experienced today. Whom can I tell about these gifts? One more time. Write about 3 blessings I experienced today. Whom can I tell about these gifts? Well, you can tell me and I will share on the podcast if you want me to, or if not, that's okay as well, about how the Lord is at work in our lives. In this regard, Haley Montgomery gives thanks for the wonderful children's music and choir programs that we had this past semester. She's thankful for Sarah and Lassie and all of the other individuals who teach our children each week for their faithfulness to be there every week to pour into the kids by sharing the love of music. Will you pray with me? Father, we do come on this thankful Thursday to be mindful of who you are, your character, Lord. You teach us, you train us, you give us a mind that can learn. You care for us, even though we are mere mortals. And we just want to say thank you. We also thank you for three blessings that we have experienced today. And we ask, Lord, that you will help us to give us someone that we can share this with. Perhaps it's a person, a place, or a thing. Doesn't have to be, Lord. Just help us to be mindful of the gifts that you provide. Thank you, Lord, for the children's choirs, for all those who give of their time and energy to live in a way to help us flourish. We love you, Lord, and we pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.